This is the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Well, my apologies, folks. The Friday edition of the Truth Hurts program did not go through. I received some disturbing news from several of the podcast platforms that the commentary I had for Friday did not fit with their standards of service policy, and therefore the entire file was deleted. And rather than try and go back and do this and do that and do the other thing, I said, you know what, let's just let it go. And so here we are, Monday, the 13th day of May 2024, right here on the Truth Hurts Program Network. Actor Steve Buscemi was punched in the face while walking the streets of New York City last week. Supposedly, someone punched him in broad daylight on a street in Manhattan. It occurred just before noon Wednesday of last week. The 66-year-old Buscemi was found with bruising, swelling, and bleeding to his left eye. Emergency services took him to the hospital where he was treated, and no one has yet come forward to say why someone would walk up and bust this guy in the face. The seemingly random attack is the latest in a string of bizarre incidents where New York City pedestrians, including celebrities and so-called influencers, have simply been attacked while walking down the street. The Boardwalk Empire cast member Mike Stuhlbarg was also attacked while walking through Central Park a while back. Police say that Javier Israel, a 27-year-old, threw a rock at that actor and hit him in the back of the head. This is what happens when you have too many animals in too close of quarters, all together trying to live in peace, and some of the animals start behaving badly. All right, that was the first article that hit my desk this morning, and Steve Buscemi's a sick son of a gun anyway, so I wanted to share that with you. University students and faculty members walk out of a Jerry Seinfeld commencement speech at Duke University amidst a wave of graduation anti-Israel protests. NBC News has this article written and entitled, Duke students walk out of Jerry Seinfeld's commencement speech amid a wave of graduation anti-war protests. Either way. Comedian, a guy I never found funny at all, Jerry Seinfeld, a Jewish man, was met with a wave of boos on Sunday when students at Duke University in North Carolina walked out just before his speech in the latest wave of anti-Israel protests at college graduations across the nation. This happened all weekend long around the country. The 70-year-old Seinfeld was attempting to deliver a speech at the school's football stadium, but he was also receiving an honorary degree from the school. Why? Why? Because he was a comedian on television? It turns out that his son is enrolled there, and his daughter graduated from there as well. As he was being introduced, the crowd started booing, according to the official live stream commencement. One person in a mortar hat could be seen walking in front of the camera, and then the stream switched to a different side view. Videos on social media emerged showing a group of students with pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian flags walking down an aisle on the stadium field, and other students and attendees in the bleachers stood up and began walking out of the stadium. NBC News, in their article, says it's unclear whether the booing was intended for Seinfeld or the student protest or both, but chants of Jerry, Jerry were heard shortly afterwards, and Seinfeld was later able to deliver his speech uninterrupted. And being careful not to upset the apple cart, a Duke spokesperson, Frank Tramble, issued a statement saying, "We're excited and delighted for the class of 2024 and their families. We understand the depths of feeling in our community, and as we have all year, we respect the right of everyone at Duke to express their views peacefully without preventing graduates and their families from celebrating their achievements." In other words, that was the soft landing issued by Duke. The Jewish Seinfeld is vocally supportive of Israel, as he should be. He visited that country after the October 7th attack on Israel that sparked the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Substitute the word Hamas for Palestine, and you're pretty much accurate. More than 1,200 people, including civilians, children, women, and the infirm, along with some soldiers, were killed in a Hamas-Palestine-led attack on October 7th of this year. 35,000 people have been killed in Gaza in the counteroffensive, and that's not nearly enough. Israel needs to wipe out Hamas completely, and therefore make the Palestinian people who are not part of Hamas free and fear-free. Officials say that 132 hostages remain in Gaza, including 37 dead and at least 5 living, supposedly, American citizens. This weekend also saw walkouts at Emerson College in Boston, continuing protesting at Columbia University in New York. Virginia Commonwealth University saw their Saturday commencement ceremony interrupted in the middle of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's commencement address. Protests also erupted at ceremonies at the University of California, Berkeley, as well as various other universities across the United States of America. I say every one of those protesters should be rounded up, put on an airplane, and sent over to the Palestine area, the Israel-Palestine conflict area, to see exactly who is doing what to whom. And then they can come back and make a better life decision. But hey, I'm only the moderator of the Truth Hurts program, so my opinion doesn't matter. But according to Hillary Clinton, she matters. Hillary Clinton was slammed by a fellow Democrat this weekend over dismissive remarks about anti-Israel protesters. Chris Van Hollen is a Democrat from Maryland, and he accused Hillary Rotten Clinton of being quite dismissive of students' concerns when she ripped anti-Israel student protesters as being ignorant about Middle Eastern affairs. Clinton said earlier in the week, quote, "They don't know very much at all about the history of the Middle East or, frankly, about the history of many areas of the world, including our own country." Damn, Hillary Clinton called out some of the anti-Israel protesters. She pointed to an offer that her husband, Sigar Bill Clinton, had made to Yasser Arafat, the then Palestine leader, when Bill Clinton was in office. Clinton said, quote, "They, the students, don't know that an offer was made to Palestinians for a state on 96% of the existing territory occupied by the Palestinians, with the remaining 4% to come from Israel to reach 100% of the amount of territory that Palestinians had hoped for." She says her claims about the students are based on multiple conversations with young people over the past few months. And here's the deal, my friends. I don't trust a word that comes out of Hillary Rotten Clinton's mouth. Van Holland, the senator, went on Face the Nation on Sunday morning, where he was asked about Clinton's remarks. He says, "Well, I thought that Secretary Clinton's comments in that regard were quite dismissive of students about the awful humanitarian crisis and high civilian death toll in Gaza. But I believe with the great majority of the students protesting, following very closely what's happening in Gaza, they see what's a very high civilian death toll. We can certainly revisit history and past negotiations, but I believe that the overwhelming majority of students here in the United States, not all, there are some very bad elements that are involved, as well as the counter-protest side, but I believe that the students do understand what's happening in Gaza with respect to civilian casualties." He then said, "I strongly support the right of Americans to peacefully protest, but also need to make sure that students feel safe on campus. There's no place in America anywhere for anti-Semitism, hate speech, or violence of any kind." Well, we reached out to Hillary Clinton's office, and we have not been return contacted. So, here it is. And when Hillary Clinton walked onto the lecture hall stage at Columbia University in New York City, a man shouted, quote, "Hillary, Diane, Rodham Clinton, you are a war criminal." And I agree, she is a war criminal. She was a Secretary of State, and she ushered in a lot of the deaths that have occurred in the Middle East, and that doesn't even include all of the anti-Hillary so-called suicides that have occurred throughout her political career. All right, Fox News reports a massive Trump beach rally in Deep Blue, New Jersey, drawing a stark contrast to Biden's beach weekend, saying Biden could never. Critics of Joe Biden are blasting his beach vacation in Delaware, contrasting the Mother's Day weekend getaway to former President Trump's massive rally in the historically blue state of New Jersey on Saturday. An ex-former Twitter user named Bad Hombre posted on Saturday, quote, "Supporters camped out overnight at the beach for a Trump rally that starts at 5 p.m. today in Wildwood. Joe Biden can't fill up a broom closet without staff, media, and angry protesters," unquote. Trump held a beachside rally in Wildwood, New Jersey on Saturday evening, and that at least 80,000 and up to 100,000 supporters joined the 45th president in the historic deep blue state of New Jersey. At the very same moment, 25 miles across Delaware Bay, Joe Biden arrived at Rehoboth Beach for a Mother's Day vacation weekend, following, of course, a fundraising event in Seattle where he was greeted by, 20, 30 people maybe, including Jay Inslee, the Democrat governor, Pramila Jayapal, the squad member Democrat, and a group of left-wing anti-Israel protesters holding up signs reading "Traitor Genocide Joe, Free Palestine," and "Genocide Joe Must Go." Last fall, Biden was on course to spend about 40% of his presidency on vacation, compared to Trump having only spent 26% of his time outside of Washington, D.C. while he was in office. And supposedly, Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama spending only about 11% of his time on vacation during his presidency. Social media commenters jumped to compare Trump's massive rally on the Jersey Shore to Biden's broom closet attended event at his beach house. RNC Research posted on X in response to the video showing the massive crowds at the South Jersey beach, "Crooked Joe Biden will soon head to his beach house for a weekend of rest. Sad." Another political poster on X, on the political account Political Pom, says the crowd in Wildwood, New Jersey just keeps growing. People have been camped out and even slept on the beach, and Trump is not yet set to speak until 5 p.m. Eastern. No one would camp out to meet Biden. Photographs of Joe and Jill Biden sitting on a beach chair at Rehoboth Beach with no one anywhere around, not a single person to rally for him. "Crooked Joe Biden could never," the Trump War Room posted alongside beach footage showing Trump's massive crowd compared to no one anywhere near Biden. RNC Research posted, "Biden ignores questions as he wraps up a day of fundraising and heads to the beach for a weekend of rest." Another X account posed the question for a poll that asked, 80,000 people attended a Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. Could Biden ever get this many people to a rally? We've never seen it yet. Fox News Digital on Saturday, spoke to a Trump rally attendee who described happily waiting on the beach and foreseeing big Trump wins in November. Another ex-poster said, "I think this country needs a change, although we already know what Trump's about. So that change is just going to come right back to us, and that's what we need. We need Trump because I don't think Biden is getting the job done right now. It's his fault. Some of it is probably the people around him, but I think we need Trump back to get the country back to where it needs to be." And they showed the photographs of lots and lots of people. Another person said, "There's probably 6,000 to 7,000 people waiting in line, probably more. The line goes all the way back to the entrance, so you're looking at 35,000 to 40,000 people at the venue right now," noting that some people had been waiting since Thursday for the venue to open. An attendee named Lisa traveled from Westchester County, New York, describing herself as a convert supporter of Trump, despite having come from a long line of liberals in her family. She said, "It's just like something overnight shifted in the culture that I didn't realize. I was taking stuff at face value, and the minute the walls came crumbling down, I just started going deep into everything." Trump, by the way, was joined by New Jersey Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew, who quit the Democrat Party and became a Republican when Donald Trump was the president. He described the Wildwood event as historical for the Garden State. "This has got to be the biggest political rally in the history of New Jersey," Van Drew told the crowd. A common theme amongst the lengthy rally, which wrapped up about 8 p.m., was the argument that Trump will win the historically deep blue state of New Jersey in November. Trump said, "As you can see today, we're expanding the electoral map because we're going to win the state of New Jersey. I think we're going to win them all. All across America, millions of people, so-called blue states, are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense." In addition to New Jerseyans, the rally drew large crowds from Pennsylvania and New York. Trump focused on Joe Biden's disastrous economy, Joe Biden's inflation, and other failings of the Biden administration during much of the event, highlighting the prices of everything from hot dogs to chicken and gasoline have gone up during the Biden administration. Trump said, quote, "The Biden price hikes are continuing to drain over $1,000 from the typical New Jersey family budget every single month. One day, on day one, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will reinstate MAGAnomics. We're going to bring manufacturing, tourism, and other industries back to New Jersey like we've never seen before." And Trump didn't waste any time blasting Biden as a moron and the worst president we've ever had in a comment to the raucous crowd. He said, "He's surrendering our college campuses to anarchists, jihadist freaks, and anti-American extremists who are trying to tear down our American flag. They want to tear down every single place they go." He called on Biden and the Democratic National Committee to return the donations of all anti-Semites, America haters, and financiers of chaos on the campuses. The Biden campaign referred Fox News Digital to a campaign email entitled "Juggernaut, No More Trump's Non-Campaign Peddles Desperate Spin" when asked about the rally. If Donald Trump doesn't win this election, you can know for sure that the free, fair, and open election notion has been killed by the Democrats. Moving on. Biden is now claiming that he has turned the economy around. In a CNN interview, Biden wavered on his commitment to Israel and lied once again to the American people, stating that he has turned the economy around. How much longer will Americans continue to believe the lies of gropey, mopey, dopey Joe Biden? Take a listen to this exchange. Here's an excerpt from the CNN interview with gropey Joe Biden.
"It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. Economic growth last week far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?"
"We've already turned it around. We've already turned it around."
He keeps saying, "We've already turned it around and things are great, Kaylee, and people aren't buying it. It's $24 for a burger, fries, and Coke."
Yeah, and when CNN's Aaron Burnett pointed out the fact that groceries are 30% higher than they were when he first took office, you want to know what Biden's response was? "Well, they have the money to spend." No, they don't, Joe. This is the exact problem. And I think about back in my home state of Michigan, voters there are worried. They're worried about their job security. It's starting to feel a lot like 2007 all over again. And so when Joe Biden is telling them to shut up because things are just fine, they're not buying it. And this is why you see him constantly losing ground in the swing states.
I was trying to find the entire interview, but as usual, when I go to look for something where I can use it against Joe Biden, a blast Joe Biden for lying, it's not there. But you know what you can find is positive spin from Donald Trump.
"Whether you're a Republican, conservative, independent, or even a registered Democrat, I'm asking for your help in saving America. Our country's in trouble. It's in big trouble. We've never been in trouble. We'll end up in World War III. These guys are grossly incompetent. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. You know in your heart that this country is not going to survive."
Despite being hampered from fully campaigning because he's in court, a new poll from Morning Consult shows 37% of independent voters back President Trump for a second term, compared to 32% for Biden.
Okay, I did manage to find this one-minute speech by Joe Biden to CNN. It was not an interview. It was just a lie. But take a listen. It's 60 seconds out of your life that you'll never get back. But listen to the lie of Joe Biden.
When I started this administration, people were saying there's going to be a collapse of the economy. We have the strongest economy in the world. Let me say it again, in the world.
Although GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, it wasn't. Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets. Overwhelmingly positive. Overwhelmingly positive. And one of the reasons why people feel good about it not being as strong as it was before is they believe that the Fed's going to respond.
They hope they're going to get a rate cut.
Yeah. Well, so, but I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%. But it, look, people have a right to be concerned. Ordinary people, the idea that you bounce a check and you get a $30 fee for bouncing the check.
Stop. Don't bounce a check. People don't have enough money in their bank accounts to pay their bills because of your Bidenomics. The reason they're bouncing checks is because your economy has caused their bank accounts to be drained, Joe Biden. Banks cannot survive by letting people float bad checks. There has to be a fee. There has to be a deterrent. There has to be consequences, Joe Biden. Don't you realize that? You can't spend money that you don't have, you clown.
I changed that. You can't charge more than $8 for that.
Yeah, we're going to give them a break. We're going to only let the banks charge $8 for bouncing a $10,000 check. Woo! You're a joke, Joe Biden.
Or your credit card, you know, your late payment, $35.
It gets better, folks. CNN's Aaron Burnett asked the president why people should have faith in Joe Biden. Take a listen to this, my friends.
Why should people here believe that you will succeed at creating jobs where Trump failed?
He's never succeeded in creating jobs, and I've never failed.
They claim that Joe Biden has never failed at creating jobs and that Donald Trump never succeeded at creating jobs. I remember while Donald Trump was the president, despite the Wuhan, China, Fauci flu, the COVID, the coronavirus, there were very many people employed before Joe Biden's Democratic political party shut down the entire economy. But they don't want you to remember that. That's why you don't see the little COVID cell floating in the background on every newscast. That's why you don't see the rolling COVID death count published in the entire Biden presidency. We have hardly heard about COVID unless they need to bring up the potential of COVID coming back to shelter Joe Biden and his crime family or Joe Biden's political cronies from having one of their bad deeds exposed.
I've created over 15 million jobs.
That's a lie. You haven't created 15 million jobs. 15 million people that were out of work thanks to the coronavirus simply came back to work.
President, 15 million in three and three quarters years.
Three and three quarters years. You haven't been the president for 3 3/4 years, you idiot. This guy is the one running the country, my Truth Hurts program listeners.
Can we? Microsoft is a serious player. And they're very much engaged in making sure that they pick this area as sort of the home base for their AI initiative in the nation. And they're gonna do it. And by the way, well, I shouldn't go into it, but
whenever Biden is getting ready to lie and realizes, hey, this lie I'm about to tell will be found out as a lie, he goes, and by the way, I should mention, I better not make up another lie because they're going to bash me on it. Here's another time where Joe Biden, during this speech, an exclusive interview, a well-scripted interview with CNN. Take a listen to this next section of Joe Biden's continuous lie.
No, but Trump is... He started off with the golden shovels, you know.
For the groundbreaking.
Yeah. And talked about this being, the eighth wonder of the world. When has he ever done anything he said? I'm not being facetious.
Facetious meaning shitty? Every word that comes out of your mouth is horse shit, Joe Biden. You and the Democratic political party have done everything possible during Trump's 4 years, during the year before he was elected, and since he left office to try and bash Donald Trump. And yet you can't have 20 people come and rally around you at a campaign event and Donald Trump gets standing room only crowds nearing 100,000 at a last minute beach gathering in New Jersey. Come on, man.
Think about it. He started off, he lost, other than Herbert Hoover, he's the only other president who lost more jobs than created.
Yeah, he didn't have that COVID thing there, did he? He didn't have the Democratic political party running the House and the Senate, shutting down businesses, mandating closures, mandating stupid mask mandates and vaccines that you and the Democratic Party required that killed more people than it cured, Joe Biden.
In his four-year term, he's the way he managed the end of the, his last year when we were dealing with COVID. A million people died. He told people to inject bleach that may do it.
I don't recall him ever telling anyone to inject bleach, rather. That was another one of the lies your party continued to spout forward. I've actually looked it up. I can't find it.
Wasn't a real problem when he did an interview with one of your colleagues where he just flat out acknowledged he knew how dangerous it was, but he didn't want to speak to it. You know, it's and look at what he says he's going to do if he gets elected. He says he's going to do away with what I've done on Medicare, reducing the price of Medicare drastically. He said he's going to do away with the Affordable Care Act. He said he's going to do it just down the line.
We need to do away with the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare. It has been an abject failure since it began. Healthcare prices did not go down since Obamacare was enacted, Joe Biden. Healthcare costs have risen even through the Affordable Care Act, which was not affordable at all. The people of America have got to know this to be fact. They've got to understand that this president is looking at the camera and just lying to it.
So we have a very different view. I look at it from a physician, not being facetious, from a Scranton perspective. He looks at it from a Mar-a-Lago perspective.
A Scranton perspective versus a Mar-a-Lago perspective? Joe Biden, a man who had a $174,000 a year salary, who could afford to pay cash for beach houses in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, some of the most prized real estate in the country, a man who has more money and no way of explaining where it came from, is going to try and tell the American people that he has low class values and Donald Trump has champagne and caviar values? I'd much rather live with the champagne and caviar than live in the projects, Mr. Biden.
He wants to give more significant tax cuts to the super wealthy. You know, we got 1,000 billionaires in America. You know what their average federal tax is? 8.3%.
Stop for just a second. Doing some very simple Truth Hurts program math. Think about this, my friends. If you had $1 billion, that makes you a billionaire, according to Joe Biden. That means you're giving the federal government $83 million a year in taxes if you're paying 8.3%. Think about that. You're giving the federal government of the United States of America $83 million in income taxes. What is Joe Bob the Whopper Flopper, who makes $30,000 a year as a shift manager at Burger King, paying in taxes? Maybe $5,000 a year? I don't want to hear ever again from Joe Biden that billionaires aren't paying their fair share. When's the last time a billionaire had to put a kid in a public school, or take a bus, or fix a road, or drive on a road for that matter? They don't. They don't use the services that they're giving $83 million a year of their money to a government to support a whole bunch of Democrats who don't want to work, refuse to work, and take every possible loophole so they don't have to pay jack shit in taxes. There are 1,000 billionaires, according to Mr. Biden, but that's people whose total asset value is $1 billion or more. It doesn't mean those people are making $1 billion a year to be able to give away $83 million a year to the federal government, Joe Biden. You're talking about people whose net worth is $1 billion or more. And that actual total in the United States of America is less than 300. Even if you took 300 billionaires and you made them pay 50% taxes, you're still only going to make $15 billion. How many trillion dollars is your budget proposal, Joe Biden. Stop being stupid. This next little piece, Joe Biden does his Joe Biden math, where he can't read numbers from the teleprompter that's sitting behind Aaron Burnett, and they're putting all of these figures up on cue cards off camera where you and I can't see it. But take a listen to this next little bit.
He talks about if I want to raise it to 25%, that would raise $40 billion, $400 billion over 10 years.
That would raise $400 billion over the next 10 years. Come on, Joe, and let's hear the rest of that lie.
Can further reduce the deficit, which I've been able to reduce.
That'll further reduce the deficit, which I've been able to reduce? What program are you reading, Joe Biden? You have not reduced the deficit. In fact, the lie called the Deficit Reduction Act has caused the deficit to increase. Oh, Joe Biden loves to lie.
It's just a completely different perspective on how we should proceed.
When it comes, though, to the 100,000 jobs specifically that we're talking about here, people training in AI, the actual jobs, when are they actually going to have jobs, those 100,000 people that are being trained?
Beginning probably in the first tranche in 3 to 4 years.
The first tranche in 3 to 4 years? You won't be president. And when those 100,000 jobs don't materialize, or worse, if the 100,000 jobs in artificial intelligence do materialize, how many jobs in every other sector will be lost? Hey, look at the time. I've run way over on this edition of the Truth Hurts program. Have a happy Monday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you are offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved.